Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day, baby.
Yes,
it's a game day here in the Loop.
Yes,
right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday
to you.
All
right, don't talk back. It's fine. I'll do the 4 hours by myself then.
Happy Thursday to
God.
You.
Reggie threw the no-look pass.
That was like the first pass of the game, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to be out here by myself. No, let's get going here on a Thursday. You're in the Loop. Get involved. 713-572-4610. You know how to also get involved via the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers live streams. Mm-hmm. YouTube page is Sports Radio 610. Twitch chat is 610 Houston. This the game plan, like the outcome, I think is in the air to some degree. You can look at various different people calling this, and you will get different answers. But a lot of them are going one way. We'll talk about that as we go. However, you could see certain ways that this game ultimately finishes out. But the way that the Texans play this can't be. It's not a complicated look.
No, the formula for both teams, to be honest, is simple. We know it. They know it. Everyone knows it. Texans run the ball well against, I believe they're the second worst rush defense in the NFL.
Oh, at least via DVOA.
Then they're probably going to win. On the other hand, if the Bills rush the ball, you know, pretty well, including Josh Allen against the Texans, they probably win. Like, the formula is simple. It's a very simple thing.
Maybe oversimplified, but it's the meat and potatoes of it. Mm-hmm. This is going to be, in the year of our Lord 2025, a battle of running games. Like, who is going to be more efficient? I imagine that time of possession will be a very interesting stat to keep track of, particularly for this Texans team, because if you can keep that defense fresh, only God knows the things that they could possibly do to harass one Josh Allen.
Yeah.
That is going to be the crux of it. The question I will ask you immediately, how confident are you in the Texans' ability to do this? Because there's so much of us looking at the defense and saying they're bad at this.
Mm-hmm.
There's not really been a lot of us introspectively looking at this Texans running
game.
How
good are they?
Actually, there has been, because we've been yelling at the coaching staff, stop thinking you're good at running the football.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they're not. They haven't had it.
Never give up.
Exactly. Quitting is underrated. If there's one thing I want you to learn from In the Loop today, and I'm sure there's probably better things you can learn. However, quitting is underrated, and a lot of times I've looked at this run game, and yes, you have not been a pure negative running the football. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been nearly as many just like lost yardage. You're not picking up a lot of yards a lot of times. So the running game is not actually good. Do you feel like they can actually get it done, though?
Well, that's where we get into the nuance here, because like I said, the formula is easy. Run the ball against this bad Bills defense. It's going to open up the play action. It's going to open the passing game. You're going to obviously have some success running the ball. Don't, and you're in trouble. On the same thing as I just said on the other side, if they can just gash you, all of a sudden they become, very, very fierce. But here's the nuance. What if the Texans start out, let's say, the first quarter and not run the ball well? How long do they stay with it? Because at that point, kind of to your point, this is like – resistible force against movable object.
Yeah, stoppable force.
This is stoppable force against movable object.
That's right.
So, like, if they all of a sudden in that situation cannot run the ball, don't you have to kind of bail a little bit?
Well, I mean, or
will they? Do they have it in them?
I think we have to start with the concept of this is one of the issues with oversimplifying at mm-hmm. times. Like, I think it could get you very quickly to the heart of an issue, but then you do have to get down to brass tacks because, you know, oversimplifying leaves a lot of things mm-hmm. outside of the scope. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is you can't build the entire plan out of run the ball, right? Like, I think that there still needs I think that if you do it incredibly well, you can tax that team, you can force them into some places, but you will still need to throw the football, right? There's going to need to be a level of balance. It's not going to be 100% runs and this is all done. I think that at that point, you need to make sure to lean a little bit further, right? You just need to kind of calibrate as opposed to just abandon, per se.
Yeah.
The thing that is interesting to me is the Bills are actually solid. In fact, we were talking to Zach Jones of WGR 550 yesterday in our kind of weekly behind enemy lines conversation. And one of the things that he was talking about, and obviously you can go and look at the statistics to support it, is this Bills when it comes to pass defense.
Oh, the secondary is good.
They're really good, actually. Yeah, they're like good. I would say like they're pretty solid, but that feels like that's not quite fair. I don't want to say they're great because you're comparing it to at least on the field, it'll be in direct juxtaposition with this Texans defense that is pretty damn good and has been pretty locked down all the way around. But yeah, that portion of it, I don't think you can just lean into we're just going to throw the football. If you become one dimensional, I think that's been some of the issue or a lot of the issue with this Texans team offensively anyways against other teams is that you become somewhat one dimensional and they can, you know, clamp this up to some degree.
But that's
if you become too one dimensional in this game, I do wonder that you play into the Bills' hands in some way.
100%. That ties into the run game too. If you can do it, like I said, there is the formula is there. It's easy. We all know it. But if you don't abandon it, maybe it's a good thing in a sense, and, you know, still playing off the play action, even if it's just a 2-yard game and all that stuff because of the secondary. And it works the other way too, to me, because how scary is this Bills passing game if you can, you know, hold their rushing game? No Kincaid. Hell, Keon Coleman reportedly is going to be a healthy scratch.
Yeah, he's not playing again, which, hey.
And they're already down two other receivers.
That's right. Two other receivers, three pass catchers because –
two receivers and a tight end.
Yeah, Kincaid is not playing in this game. No Curtis Samuel, no Mecole Hardman. I don't think Mecole Hardman was going to make a big deal in this. However, when we're talking about the grand scheme of things, them not having their full complement of wide receivers in a wide receiving core that already wasn't something to write home about is going to make it so that they are going to rely more on Josh Allen. And I think that it is when he gets into the moments that he believes that he needs to be Superman that he can.
Right.
He is susceptible to activating what I like to call his bozo gene, which history of the Texans playing the Buffalo Bills under Josh Allen's quarterbackship, you have seen the bozo gene pop out from time to time, right? You've seen that happen in some instances. So yeah, that you're right. Like if you could manage to stop James Cook, it just feels like this is a different, this is different than the other side of the football because with the bit you're talking about, you know, movable object, stoppable force.
Yeah.
You have a good run team over there in the Bills.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, versus it's not just Josh Allen.
Right. The Texans' run defense is sufficient. I think is probably a fair way to put it. Like they're not a run over defense by any means. Mm-hmm. However, that's a really good running team. So I do wonder with the consideration of I can easily see D'Amico Ryan's going, we're stopping that. We're putting a stop to that.
Yes.
With that consideration front of mind, as well as we need to make sure our pass lane or our rush lanes are sound, that we're gap sound and not allowing Josh Allen to break free. Are there so many things front of mind that things get kind of fall out? I kind of liken it to me playing golf, and I'll say me in particular because I already know I'm not great at it. But when I get up, and I'm sure that a lot of people under the sound of my voice that have played golf are in the same place. I know I'm not good enough in my swing, and so I'm trying to make it consistent. I also don't practice enough, so I get into a place where I'm like, all right, so you want to make sure that your weight is balanced, and you want to make sure that you make sure that, you know, the
all these things
keep your hand back and, you know, turn over and all these. And when there's too many things in your head, that's where it can fall out. I do wonder if this defense, or I not wonder, because I think that they're capable of doing it. But there's a little voice in the back of my head that goes, what happens if they have too many focuses front of mind as they're trying to do this, which violates what D'Amico Ryans typically wants in a defense, which is playing fast, playing free, versus a good offense.
No, I agree. But look, let me ask you this. This is the ultimate question for me, and I posed that question earlier. How long do you stay with it? How long will they stay with it? I think those are two different questions.
Yeah, that is fair. Yeah. Like that, I think this is where the run delusion, as we have come to call it here on this show, is going to be an interesting one, because they've already been a place where it's not been all that effective, and they've stayed with it to some degree. So, yeah, that will be a very interesting thing. You got to have your pulse or your finger on the pulse of this game if you are the play callers, the head coaches in this game. And I will ask you, what is the confidence level in Nick Caley, D'Amico Ryans to have their finger on that?
Not good. Okay. This is why I was thinking, like, this is so simple and yet it's complicated, because I think they'll just stay with it. And if they fall behind, whew. Yeah.
713, Caley's been better about switching things around, which I do think is true, right? We have seen progression in his ability to play call and figure out these game plans. This is going to be a real test, though. This is going to be a real test, and that's going to be interesting to watch. A lot of things that are going to be fun to watch in this game, and we'll talk about them as we lead up to a kickoff on Thursday Night Football, NRG Stadium. 7:15 is when the game kicks off. 4:15 is when Texans countdown starts with the fellas we just cross-talked with, Sean and Seth, right here on Houston Sports Leader and your home of the Houston Texans, Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, a trade that was heard all around Houston. You can't say all around the world, but it's very particular to us. What exactly are the Astros saying with this move that they made yesterday? Let's say goodbye to Mauricio Dubon. We do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yep, Texans game day here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Are you okay? Can you hear me?
Oh, my God.
Have your eardrums blown?
The first thing I do when I sit down is turn down the volume.
Yeah, Sean can't hear work. Anything.
I didn't know this.
Brother, is
you could tell he's been working in radio for a long time.
He is deaf. First thing I do all the time, you've seen me.
Yeah.
Is turn down the volume before I even plug in my headphones.
Yeah, for those that don't know what we're talking about, John Lopez sits in the same seat that Sean Pendergast does. Yeah. And so when we switch over and we have an opportunity for him to take that seat fully when Sean moves on to
and
the
I
Avalon
forgot
Diner,
today.
Yeah.
The seat that you sit at, the headphone jack, is it's you can change the volume yourself.
So when you heard
Sean
that,
has it up real high.
So when you heard that whoa in the intro, oh, that was boy. Lopez hearing the, had yeah, to turn the right, volume right, down. Right. Whoa.
But anywho, all good. I just took me aback.
I feel like I am concerned for our guy, Sean.
We can't hear.
Like, I don't think it's funny where I don't feel like I notice it in person.
Oh, that's when I notice it more in person. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I
I'll
need
be sitting here talking to him
it.
And he do that. Wait, what?
Yeah.
He kind of lean in a little
you
bit.
You know what? I just thought that he was a little bit spacey.
Yeah.
I had never considered and the idea. He just didn't hear it.
Yeah, I know sometimes I could talk a little low.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to think it was me, but he do it all the time.
No, he's deaf.
He might be.
I don't think that's accurate.
I don't know if you noticed this too, but he might be a little blind too. He
really?
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm just
Sean Pendergast, deaf and blind.
Yeah, so sometimes he'd be trying to read something and he'd be holding it far back a little bit.
All right, now it feels like we're assaulting his character.
I love you, Sean.
No, he's a high character dude. He's just deaf and blind.
Definitely a high character dude. One Mauricio Dubon, who is now an Atlanta Brave. Last night, just I think for those of us on in the room here, we were all watching the Rockets-Cavs game, but I know other people were doing various different things. In fact, I'm sure you'll let us know on the text line, 713-572-4610, where you were when you realized that, oh, wow, one of the most beloved Houston Astros, to the point where apparently Ocho on the text line is telling us someone called this trade or called Dana Brown the Nico Harrison of the MLB, which, calm down. But, yeah, good Mauricio Lord. Dubon traded to the Atlanta Braves for one Nick Allen. Nick Allen is the player that will be returning, another utility player, but not thank you Snoop. Nick Allen, who is not the same caliber, but you know, definitely still a utility guy, more of an infield utility guy, doesn't have the same range as Mauricio Dubon, has been a Gold Glove finalist, but not the two-time Gold Glove winner that Dubon is. And so a lot of people go, in fact, we were doing this live on the text line or on our text where we were going, what are they saying with this? What does this mean, John Lopez?
Yeah, so you asked what I was doing. I was watching the Rockets. I was reading Reggie's very giddy text that he was sending.
Yeah, I just decided to use the I don't know if you noticed. I was not even really texting to you guys. I
you
was
were just texting
using,
the air.
I was like, here's the notes. No, here are my notes of what I'm seeing in
I
this
knew
moment.
Exactly what he was doing. To the point, I ain't feel pressured to have to reply and keep up with it.
Well, I was about to reply to one, and literally it was one of those things, you know, on Twitter, it says, you know, 2 minutes ago or whatever. 15 seconds ago, Brian McTaggart tweeted.
I just saw.
Holy crap, they don't know this yet, so I'm going to text them.
He's like, I got to be ready.
What's funny is, what's funny is he tweeted like an hour ago saying he might.
Yeah, it was on the table or
and
whatever.
And I'm thinking like, okay. And then when you text that, I'm like, damn. I thought it was on the table.
Quick. All right, so I hear all the conversations pro and con. I do. Like, you know, it's a money saving and they're all accurate. You know, until we see their next move, we can't say one way or the other. But there has been something just gnawing at me. And I'll get to that in a second. But I hear the arguments, guys. They're saving money. Yes, they definitely save money. What was it, like $5 million or something like that? They're definitely doing that.
Almost damn near $6 million.
OK, I get that. I get, you know, utility player, albeit just an infield utility player that can't hit a lick. You want an interesting stat? The two lowest.
You're not going to outstat me, John Lopez.
The two lowest OPS last year in the entirety of Major League Baseball. Number two, Martin Maldonado. Number one, Nick Allen.
Yes.
Thank you.
I didn't know we had that drop.
Worst.
How is that the first time I'm hearing that drop? All these numbers
I've
been throwing
out here.
That's
an OG drop right there.
Yeah, that is an OG drop. But
jerks.
Worse than Martin Maldonado OPS. So I get that. So also I get. There's going to be another deal made. What kind of deal? Maybe it's a pitcher. You know, hey, Dylan Cease. Hey, this or that. I get all that. But what keeps gnawing at me, Reggie, is if you are fancying yourself as a legit contender, and this is the first thing I texted to you yet last night.
I can confirm.
Yes. If you fancy yourself as a legit contender, you simply do not trade for $5 million, $6 million difference. You do not trade a utility player that is that good because every contending team craves, you know, desires. They want a utility player like Dubon more than they want their left hand. I mean, you know, You don't trade a guy like that if you were a contender. That's what's gnawing at me. So what are they really doing? Are they doing what I've postulated? I think that's the right word, right?
Hypothesized. I think postulated is right, but this is what happens in my brain. I'm like, doesn't feel right. I'm just going to go with hypothesized.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right.
I'm going to say postulate. As I postulated, could they be putting together that, hey, we want to be a contender. We are a contender. We still have the stars. Buy your tickets. You know, we're still going to win games. We're still going to be interesting on the front. But on the back burner, are they saying, guys, we need, and this has been talked about as well, we need more disciplined at bats. We need to bring up some younger players, which they did just the day before. You know, they chose Uyola over the other utility guy,
Ramon Urias, who also would have been making, I think, somewhere like $3 million himself.
The front burner, it looks good, and we're doing all the right things, and see, we're going to contend. We're never going to rebuild. Back burner, though, you're starting to do things like this. I just can't. That's just gnawing at me.
Yeah. I think that is an interesting subplot of this. Mm-hmm. But I think the first and foremost thing is, we know about Jim Crane that one thing that he is not going to be at is the collective, competitive, competitive
the luxury tax,
right? Yeah, like I forget what the CBT, those are the letters. I can't remember what it stands for in this moment. Sue me. But yeah, he's not going to play above that, right? That is one of the things that we know about him. Or if he is, he's going to do it very intentionally, for a good reason. I think that this is, all of those things are wrapped into it, but I think the chief thing amongst that is, if we want to get better, because we clearly need to, it's going to happen two ways, with growth of young players, but then also with additions, and those additions aren't going to come out of nowhere. So we got to take a little bit of a mortgage out of this somewhere in this franchise, and this is a smaller place to do it. I will not argue with you that Nick Allen, I almost called him Nick Miller from New Girl. Nick Allen is not as good of a dude at a bat as Mauricio Dubon. But you wasn't putting Mauricio Dubon at the plate for that. I mean, I think.
But you could put him anywhere on the field.
You could put him anywhere.
That's the thing.
That is the one thing that gnaws at me.
He was all over the place.
Yes.
You have a lot of infielders. You don't have a lot of outfielders. Mm-hmm. And that was one dude that you could use as some level of spackle or what have you to fill in the gaps. And now you don't have that, right? And I think, I imagine Jesus Sanchez is also soon to be going outside out as well. Mm-hmm. So you will need to find some answers in the outfield. Is that just some of the young guys that you have had out there before? Is that sufficient? I don't know. And we can get to there at some point. But I think that $6 million savings, like, I think that can go a lot further than that utility place where you have it. That's more of a luxury to have a utility. I think it's more of a necessity in other places. And so I think I'm okay with this, but that's before I start getting to the emotional. I'm going to miss having a Mauricio Dubon in that team and things that he clearly brings to, you know, being a gap in that or being a, you know, glue guy in that clubhouse, being somebody that, again, for a manager is an easy answer, that easy button. I think that those are the things that I'll miss to a great degree.
No, I hear that argument as well. I've also heard, and you mentioned Bryce Matthews, I've heard the argument, okay, it's Bryce Matthews' time. You know, he's going to be one of those guys in the outfield that can kind of, yes, I don't disagree. But that's another little mark on the we're kind of rebuilding side, you know, young player, pretty much unproven up here. So, like I said, I just keep going back to that. I don't know what it is. Only they do. But, you crave players like Dubon. I mean, the guy won a gold glove. I distinctly remember some plays at second base, at shortstop that just flat out saved games, like won games, Dubon. And so. It is an emotional thing because he was very much well liked, but I think X's and O's, so to speak, in terms of baseball, it's going to be. I'd be hard pressed to say that Joe Espada said, "Yeah, let's do this."
Yeah, but I think Joe Espada knows, right? At least in this organization, it's a zero sum game, and I think that this is going, or at least in this moment, it feels like this is going to be something that they put back in, right? Like this will come back into the ultimate. The ultimate spreadsheet of what they do. Mm-hmm. If it isn't, I think that will be an interesting thing to return to your initial reaction, which is, is this kind of a low key retool?
Not a bait and switch, but just sort of an interesting soft opening, so to speak, of a rebuild.
Yeah, they're not doing a fire sale or nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
But they just slowly kind of renovating a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just keep thinking of house
just
renovation.
Just the kitchen.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, man, do we really need the garage to look super nice? You know, like, let's just take some of the stuff out of here, use that to maybe, because, again, the kitchen is going to be more important. And I think that's where, in this really tortured metaphor in my mind, the kitchen is your starting rotation, which clearly you need to fix.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said that they were, was it coaching Little League, and they let out an expletive? All the parents looked at them. I think that if you told them the news immediately after, they would understand.
Yeah, they would.
I would hope that you're a Little League parent and understand the importance of Mauricio Dubon. All right, coming up next, let's kind of dig deeper into this. Question of the day, what roster transaction shook you like it seems like the Mauricio Dubon transaction shook a lot of people? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Do that, and we'll talk about it next. All right, question of the day, Tom. What is a roster transaction that happened that had you feeling the way that some people are feeling about the Mauricio Dubon trade to the Atlanta Braves? The number to text, 713-572-4610. And you guys are doing that. I see you guys coming in strong with your – I mean, obviously some of the trades, and we'll talk about that, but folks are not happy about Mauricio Dubon being traded to Atlanta Braves for one Nick Allen. Not a very good hitter. I think Dubon, when it comes to his batting runs value, and look, I understand the rolled eyes. I feel them through the radio.
You can't even have to look up. Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. I can feel them. The batting run value for Mauricio Dubon, he's in the 10th percentile.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, right? Like,
but the brother was in the HEB commercial, man.
He was in the 10th percentile.
That's what matters.
And I will acknowledge Nick Allen literally in the first percentile. There's no zeroth percentile. He's in the lowest percentile you can be in. So, again, I recognize this, right? The difference between Nick Allen and Mauricio Dubon is about 100 points OPS-wise, which still kind of crazy. But then also Dubon, I think, gives you some, like, he gives you a handful of home runs, whereas Nick Allen, don't even bother asking him for none of those, right? But I think that the thing that I get you on the text line who are out here like, it's the return. I understand shedding salary, but you should be able to get a better player. That's what happens in trades, right?
Yeah.
You give and take. Like, I don't know why people think that you're just going to hand out trash and bring back great stuff. And not to call Dubon trash, but I think the value comparison ends up being a little.
It was a red flag when they say we traded Dubon, and then you don't know what you got in. At that point, it's like, all right, man, yeah. Who are the prospects?
what's coming back? Yeah. It's an emotional thing that leads to the question of the day, of course. But also, I feel as if the versatility that he can bring people, the versatility that he can bring
Dubon,
this team,
sure,
really. It goes far beyond just, you know, the OPS and those three letters you mentioned that I forgot already, et cetera, et cetera. You know, like to be able to play outfield anywhere, infield anywhere.
Are you talking about outs above average? Or are you talking about defensive run save?
All across.
Or just how important he was in that clubhouse,
yeah.
Man.
That's the stuff.
So well liked, man, for a utility guy like that. Mm-hmm. Very well liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the stuff that's not quantified.
It hurt, man.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't be hurt.
Yeah.
I just feel like we're in the portion of this, mm-hmm, where we might be overdoing it, but I'm going to miss him as well, if for no other reason than he was the single best dude on them HEB commercials. Not even close.
How are they going to respond to that?
He wanted to be there.
Yes, he was singing.
They ain't going to put old Nick on there.
Yeah. No, they're not going to put Nick on there. Like, who? Who is it going to be?
I don't know.
You got to get Correa back on there, right?
Ooh, that's a good point. Yeah, you just slide Correa right back in there.
That's probably a given, yeah. Because we were talking about Hunter Brown. I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, great pitcher. Really great pitcher.
They might force him on there, man. Yeah.
Cam's already in that space.
And you don't have to be good.
That's what I'm saying. You could be dry as ever, man. Yeah, I think they might force, mm-hmm, Hunter Brown on there.
Yeah.
All right. So what roster transactions had you in your feels, John Lopez?
This one, it did a little bit, more than a little bit. I went back, like, immediately go to what pops into your mind, the first, you know, couple that pop into your mind. I went back to the Billy Wagner trade. Billy Wagner was one when he went to the Mets. That one left the mark. And if you want to go to the Wayback Machine, very few people listening will remember this, but because I was in college. But they traded Earl Campbell, man. They traded Earl Campbell to the New Orleans Saints.
Mm.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I think he had won three straight rushing titles.
Hey.
Maybe it was a year after the three straight, but I know he won three straight rushing titles. They traded Earl Campbell.
Mm.
What are we doing?
Interesting. Someone said the Jalen Green trade?
Really?
I mean, well, I guess if you're just talking about the feelings.
That makes sense if you're a Jalen Green guy. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it's not all that absurd. The Rockets were selling you on the idea that, hey, man, this Jalen Green, when you were in the wilderness, like, this is who we are, mm-hmm, putting the stock of this team on. Mm-hmm. And you built up emotional investment over a number of years. I understand that we can get to the logical place where we go, yeah, Alperen Sengun is better.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to acquire Kevin Durant, right? Like, you can get to those logics. But sometimes what you know and what you feel are different things. You're like, hey, that's my guy.
Yeah. I think the thing was Jalen Green kind of came right after James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people were sold on Jalen Green from that point. Like, all right, screw James Harden. It's Jalen Green time.
Yeah.
And they just rolled with Jalen Green the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Hunter Pence on the YouTube page.
Yeah, Hunter Pence hurt me.
That's a real good one.
Hunter Pence hurt, especially because that felt like, because you trade him to the Phillies, right? Like, mm-hmm, that felt like the time where the Astros, in my mind, were becoming like the Phillies AAA team. Just all the talent was flowing one way that way. And I was just like, damn, stop giving it to them.
Yeah.
Stop giving them the players. I hate them.
Anybody else jump into mine?
Well, I had a little bit less of an emotional connection, as I'm sure you can imagine, mm-hmm, with this. But the first thing that came to mind, just a roster transaction that made me go, whoa, in the way that we had with Dubon. The Rudy Gobert trade of a few years back when the Timberwolves and Utah Jazz gave up
like six first round picks.
It was like four first round picks, a couple of like valuable players and additional second round picks as well. And it was swaps as well. Yeah. Like it was just so much for a player that admittedly was a defense player of the year a number of times and everything. But I was just like, oh, this changes the landscape of what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is like the price has gone up for everybody. And that's the thing that got me. It was like, wait, they did what? Right?
Yeah.
It wasn't even just like the player got traded. I could understand how that happened. It was the cost at which it went. And I was just like, oh, this changes like my whole dynamic of we've done a lot to figure out what does this trade cost? Like what would it cost to get that player? And I was like, I have no idea anymore if Rudy Gobert goes for four plus extra compensation.
Yeah, mine kind of happened recently, the Luka trade. I just remember just seeing it on social media.
I didn't believe it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It was so crazy to me that I didn't even think he was available for a trade. Yeah. I didn't even think that was an option.
Really shouldn't have been.
And yeah. And that was the first time in a long time where I'm like, man, I got to watch ESPN or the NBA channel. I don't never go to the NBA channel. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And I sat there and watched it all night pretty much.
And figure you remember this one. I was sitting right here. DeAndre Hopkins.
There it is. I mean, it's all over the text line. It's one of those mm-hmm. where it crosses all the or checks all the boxes mm-hmm. where it didn't make sense.
Yep.
It was not necessary.
What you got back.
The return was bad. Yeah. It's just all of it. All of it.
I remember y'all sitting there like, oh, it got to be a first round pick at least.
Yeah.
Or and then I think y'all heard who was the running back?
David Johnson.
And he's like, oh no, I'm sure they're paying his salary and all that stuff to come. Nope, his full salary.
Yeah,
in a second round pick.
Shout out to Bill O'Brien. And Jack.
Yeah.
And Jack.
That is, oh man, that was tough.
Mm-hmm. I think another good one that was like a whoa to me was when they traded up for Will Anderson Jr. in the draft.
Oh yeah, that's
that one, because I wasn't at the draft party, but I was kind of keeping up on my phone.
Yeah.
And I saw they were on the clock at number two.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, CJ Stroud, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then I looked up and they had the third pick. Yeah. And I'm like, is something wrong?
Dude. I was at the draft party.
I'm like, wait, they traded up to three?
I was at the draft party, and they just drafted Stroud. And you know they put the logo on it, whatever.
Of
who's up.
Yeah.
They put up a Texans logo.
And you're like, and, oh, somebody's messing up in the truck.
No, whole crowd was going like, wow, what
are they? Yeah, see, I was at an event because mm-hmm. I had just won an award.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there like, wait a minute, what? I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And so it was me and two other people that was keeping up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we both was looking at each other across the table like, you see this? I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
And the best part about it is also on the backside of it. Just coming up gangbusters, like it's just working incredibly in addition to that, because like that's one of those things the moment you got to be hype, and all the time afterwards it has paid off. Did someone say the Drexler trade? I thought about it, but I was like, I didn't really get a chance to have that vibe, but I mean, I've seen the videos mm-hmm. of Drexler walking out onto that floor at, what was it, the summit at that point?
I was at that game.
Right.
I was at the game. He came vibes, right out the tunnel, yeah.
The vibes were immaculate.
Yeah.
The place where the vibes were definitely not immaculate, someone texted in when Hakeem was traded. I just completely wiped that from my brain because that made me unreasonably mad. Unreasonably mad. All right, there you go. Keep sending those in with the roster transaction that shook you the most. Lance Berkman for Brett Wallace comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Earl and Bum.
And Bum.
To the Saints. Like, yeah. That's also not to be forgotten. Caminiti to the Padres. Interesting. Okay. All right. We'll talk more about that.
I think he won an MVP at the Padres.
Don't remind me. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where there's more news happening, including there's a new Houston Texan. We'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.